fitting along the way is not the biggest thing, as long as you never, ever, ever give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get to a stage where you get to a day, maybe 2 days, okay, you might have a bad week, and you start eating all the crappy foods, and you find, okay, I put on 3 or 4 pounds in weight, I didn't go to the gym last week. Well, that's okay. That's fine. As long as you know how to stop it, how to pick yourself back up and say, right, this is it. I'm still on this journey.
Hi, everyone. You're very welcome to the podcast today. And it's Hipstone Live Part 2. We're revisiting Paddy Craven. There was such an overwhelming need for people to hear how Paddy was getting on with his weight loss and with his leg, because we were speaking about his operation, his upcoming operation at the time. Paddy, hello.
Hello, Ronan. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Are you well and happy?
Oh, very well and happy. Still enjoying the fitter life, the finer life. Still managed to hold off the weight, lost another few pounds. Still loving life.
Good man. Let's go back, first of all, for people that may not have heard the first podcast. Let's have a little chat about that, first of all. Paddy, where were you weight-wise before you started the fitness regime?
Weight-wise, it was a sheer disaster. I had 40 kgs to lose. I was 140 kgs. I had to lose 40 for surgery. I set about doing it. I signed up with a gym. With losing just over 30 kgs, the hospital reconsidered and they finally went and done the surgery. But in my own mind, I said 40 kgs was a goal and I'm going to fill it. And to date, I have just gone over the 40 kgs.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
That really is great. Now, there was, let's put it this way, a blimp in the middle of it all, because your leg was giving you a serious amount, your knee was giving you trouble.
The hip was giving me trouble, but I don't look at that as being a setback, because the whole weight loss goal was to get the hip done. So the hip was giving me trouble beforehand. The fact that I had lost the weight made the recovery from the hip so much easier, so much smoother, and I think it actually made it so much faster as well.
It probably made you more determined as well, which is great, because I often say something like that, it's not a step back, it was a step to the side to allow something to happen in order for you to progress on further. Yep. Now, when I first came in here, first of all, we're in the foyer of the Ardrey House Hotel here in Tuam. A huge thanks to them for giving us the opportunity to have this second chat.
Yep.
You got up of a shot off the chair, so recovery, let's put it this way, recovery, you're in a good place.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I couldn't be in a better place where I am now. Loving life, happy out. I actually have people that walk up to me and say, gee, I barely recognise you.
In a good way.
At the end of it all, 40 kgs is the weight of a small person. It's the weight of a teenager.
Mm.
In order to lose that, it is a major achievement. And no matter how long it takes you to lose it, or how short of time it takes you to lose it, if you do need to lose weight, and you do lose that much weight, it does. It comes with major achievement goals, like, number one, be prepared to restock your whole wardrobe.
the joys of restocking the wardrobe. You can't beat that retail therapy to be able to head off and say, I'm buying things. And it's lovely to be looking at the likes of XLs and saying, I don't really need you now. And even at that, looking at a large, saying, you know something, I'm actually thinking about maybe a medium to large here instead of the large.
Well, when I started, I did say it was just about weight loss for to get the surgery. But it's like getting bit by a bug. Now that I have achieved the weight loss, which is one, I have achieved the surgery, and I have achieved losing the full 40 kgs, I can't stop. And I won't stop.
No, because I can see there's a smile on your face, and I know that there's a longer goal here, which we'll have a chat about in a second. But even that 40 kg, let's be honest with you, that has taken a lot of pressure off your leg and your hip, obviously. That's taken a lot of pressure off your heart, which is most important. Do you feel now the whole idea of your breathing, walking, that you're a lot more fitter when you arrive at your destination?
I actually do. No, it never affected my breathing, but fitness-wise and being able to maintain fitness, it's so much easier. Like, you mentioned yourself being 40 kgs heavier than what you are now, and you try carrying that load around for a day, you don't belong throwing that aside and say, you can stay there.
Well, let's put it this way, you'd sleep at night you'd be tired.
Yeah.
And you'd find that you were even tired during the day, never mind nighttime.
I found that my sleep pattern was all over the place. There was actually no sleep pattern. I used to work in takeaway, which was a lot of shift work. So with working days, working nights, I had it down to where I'd be lucky if I got 4 hours sleep. And sometimes that could be 4 hours of broken sleep. You might get 2 hours, you wake up, and it could take you about a half an hour to go back again. Sometimes if you get 3 hours and you say, well, I have another hour, you're afraid to go back to sleep, because if you did go back to sleep, you're going to be late.
Yeah, so that brings its own troubles as well. Yeah. And tiredness also brings emotion.
It does.
Tiredness and emotion don't work very well together. No. And even mental health, let's be honest with you, mental health can suffer dramatically on that as well. Where are you at the moment with your mental health?
Mental health is perfect. It could be better. Physically, mentally, I could not be better at the moment. I've lost the weight. I've continued working out. The two most important things that you learn very quick when you do join a gym: hydration and rest. You drink at least 2 liters of water a day. You get 8 hours sleep a night. Like, in order for me to get 8 hours sleep, I remember saying to my PT, I was 8 hours sleep? I haven't got that since I was a child. I said, if I got 8 hours sleep, it'd feel like I got a week's holiday.
You had 3 nights sleep done in 8 hours.
Yeah. It was great. But now I'm at the stage that if I don't get the 8 hours sleep, don't talk to me.
Okay. Yeah. The angry Paddy kicks in.
Well, it's not just angry, but you're not fully awake. You have to, if you're going to the gym, you think, I might just take today off. And you're like, no, I'm tired. But you do, you push through it, you go and do it, and you do get the 8 hours sleep that night, and you get up the following morning, you're like, right, bring on the gym.
Yeah, but I suppose you've been brought to respect night sleep.
Yep.
And you've been brought to show how important it is, along with the hydration, that it is one of your, if you want to call it, it's nearly one of your five a day.
Oh yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A good PT at a good gym cannot stress it enough, that if you don't eat the right amount of calories, you don't drink enough water, and if you don't get enough rest, you're only fooling yourself. It's a waste of time, because you're not going to feel the goodness of the workout.
Yeah, and I think the other thing about it as well, and I know a wry smile will come to your face on this, but to be getting compliments about how well you look is also an extra driving force that probably brings you on and says, okay, well, if they think I look half decent like this, can you imagine if I went that little bit further, you know, the toning, this, that, and the other, where would I be?
Yeah.
What movie set will I be on? So tell me about, from the last time we were here, there was a Christmas tree in the corner, which I had to plug out to plug in the podcast system here. We're talking 4 months. So what has the podcast over the last couple of months done for you, the one that you had with me?
What it has done is people have been stopping me in the streets, telling me how wonderful I look, how different I look. They told me that my podcast that I recorded with you here 4 months ago has inspired them, has helped them out. how, I don't know, but I do remember saying to you, I says, if it only helps one person, it'll be so worthwhile. And the fact that people have told me that it has helped them out, it's unreal.
It's great, and it's great to see you where you are at the moment, because you're on the crest of a wave, and that wave is still continuing on, which is great to see. So look at your where you are now at the moment. You're over the 40 kgs, which is brilliant. Will we divulge the information that you shouldn't have been working out while you were getting your legs sorted out? Is it okay if we try and keep whatever surgeon away from this podcast to tell them that you did frequent the gym regularly? So let's have a little chat about that. I know you didn't go overboard. I respect that.
Yeah.
But tell me about while you were convalescing.
While I was coming over off recovery from surgery, now, I didn't train legs. I kept my workouts to upper body. I did get in the steps on the treadmill on rainy days or frosty days. But if I was to tell a surgeon that I was back at the gym, I think it'd be rather be frowned upon.
Yeah, but I think you wanted to keep the weight down, because obviously when you're at home, regardless of whether you're eating correctly or not, being static doesn't help weight loss. Let's be honest. You didn't want to starve yourself either, because that's very, very important. But I'd say you probably still had a guilt in you as well to say, right, I'm sitting here when I could be losing weight. Yes, my leg is in the position that it's in at the moment. But did you have a little bit of a guilt in the back of your mind saying, I should be at the gym, I should be there?
Yes, absolutely. If I even miss one day, one training day, I feel a guilt sitting in and I'm like, no, I shouldn't have missed that day. It doesn't matter how important the day was, that whatever came up on that day, if I missed a day at the gym, I'm like, no, I really should be at the gym. Why am I not at the gym today?
Yeah, but I suppose you didn't want to let yourself down. You didn't want to let the PT down. And, you know, you wanted, because you have respect for your body now.
Oh, I have.
That's a lovely thing to think that you're proud of your body. You have respect for it. So you want to continue on with the conditioning of it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is most important.
Yeah.
So we're not condoning that anybody that gets surgery on hip, leg or anything else for that matter goes to a gym. That's not what we're saying at this podcast.
No.
Paddy was just bold in a good way. Now let's talk about the future, because obviously you're still working. You're working. I have a funny feeling you have a new set of goals, have you?
I actually have. I have a new set of goals. I have now got a level of fitness which I want to maintain and to improve on. Like everybody, every now and again, does have a little conversation with themselves of what you're doing in life, where you're going, why you're doing it. And the one question I keep asking myself, how far am I going to go with this gym life? To what extent am I going to go? And where do I just pull it back and say, well, I'm happy where I'm at now? And the answer I keep coming up with, I don't know. Go to the gym, do work off.
Keep going back.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there is a place, and there is a time, obviously, that you'll feel mentally, I'm in a good place at the moment. Physically, I'm in a good place. Lots of people obviously come up with the idea of maybe, you know, walk in the Camino. They might do a situation where they might go for a run, or they might have a 5K in their heads, or whatever. You know, some people need that physical goal out there. But at the moment, your mental goal is to keep going the way you are. You're in a good place in your head, good place in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, in a gym, you meet so many different people. And every person going to the gym, it's not all about muscle gain. Some people go in and they do nothing but cardio workouts, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with just doing cardio workouts. There's nothing wrong with going in bodybuilding. Everybody has a different set of goals. Everybody has different tasks in their life. But yet, like, the one thing that everyone has in common, everyone that's going to the gym is going there to improve their life.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone at the gym gets on so well.
Well, they always talk about the endorphins that people let off after doing gym, you know, because you've built up an energy in your body. It's almost like a car battery that dies out. They always say, start up the car again and charge it up. And it's probably the same with the body, that, you know, the more work you do, the more energized the body gets. And that probably makes you really, really happy and alert.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Do you find, actually, speaking of alert, do you find your alertness over the last couple of months has increased as well because of your workouts and your food pattern and the way you are now?
I find everything has increased my happiness. Even like my appetite for the correct food, the proper food to eat, my appetite has grown so much more. Like every day in my life, it's like living your perfect dream. It's like every day is a sunshine day.
Good.
And like the one thing that I do say to people, and I've heard it in a podcast, that if you dream of something, if you can dream it, you know it's possible. And it brings it back to the old saying, like, you work at your dreams.
Yeah.
So if you can, if you had a dream, and if you close your eyes and you visualize your dream, like, just give an example. Ronan has a dream to become the best DJ in the world.
Thought it was there, Paddy, but anyway, look, talk about bringing me down. I'm only joking.
If you close your eyes for 1 second and tell yourself, you can see it, then you know it's possible to do it.
Well, technically, if you dream it, you're only one step away from it.
Yeah.
That could be the way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And I have to say as well, from your social media posts as well, because I do keep an eye on you. I'm one of those people that likes to keep an eye on the people that he interviews and sees where they are and how they're going. All your posts are very, very positive. They're all very inspiring. They're all telling people to get up and go and keep the dream alive.
Yeah.
And it's nice even for you to, it's almost like a blog to a certain extent, that you're nearly telling us what you're doing.
Yeah.
But other people are going with you.
Yeah,
you know, they talk absolutely about Operation Transformation, all these other bits and pieces where people do blogs, they put up their food habits, and everybody falls off now and again. You can kind of fall to one side and come back up onto the horse again. But it is great to see that.
It is,
That you're very active on social. Yeah. Do you find that that's a huge help? And does it help you drive on? When you put up a post, you kind of go, well, I've put that up now, I've got to live that.
Yeah.
Because I have, you know, stand by the sword, die by the sword, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You've put it up, you have to live by it.
Well, I don't find it that way, but I find I record that on Facebook, on Instagram, for two reasons. One, to help the next person out, and two, for me to be able to look back on it. Like, some days you might hit a slump, you might feel, is this working? Am I doing the right thing? What am I doing here? And then you look back and you think, well, I've done that, and it ticks so many boxes. Then you get up and you say, it is working. Then you're back out of that slump just by taking 2 minutes to look back on what you have achieved.
And that's the thing about it. I think we all need a driving force. You know, every one of us, regardless of how good, bad or indifferent we are, we need something to strive towards, and you need somebody at times also to give you a kick up the arse to get up and move again. We all need it regardless. Yep. So I think the great thing about it is that, you know, when there's people behind you, and there are lots, family members and others and friends, you have a wonderful circle of friends, Paddy.
Yeah.
The great thing about it is they're there for you too, which is
absolutely
fantastic.
I always knew I had support from family and friends, but I remember doing part one of this podcast with you, Ronan, and I told you that before my weight loss, and I made a little joke of it, but it was actually true. You walk into a shop, into a clothes shop, and the first thing you ask is, would you have that in a man's size?
Really?
And
yeah.
One person came back to me afterwards, and it really got my attention, that I knew that they'd listened to every single word of the podcast. Mm-hmm. They said, I never heard that before. She says, but it was absolutely brilliant. Have you got that in a man's size?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, people are actually listening.
Well, they do listen, and they do have, they are concerned. There's a great thing about the Irish people anyway, and I know that this is listened throughout the world. That's totally understandable. But there is a sincerity in the Irish people that when somebody goes on something, regardless, and they put their heart and soul into it, and they believe it, and they have a passion for it, they will back you. You can see it in a lot of people that may need money for different things in life. Yep. It could be, you know, an illness that people need help out. And the Irish are phenomenal. They really are.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying about you, is that when you went on this journey, people went on this journey with you, regardless of who you knew them or not, whether you knew them or not.
Yes.
They went with you.
Absolutely. And like I have discovered it lately, in the last few weeks, that there is actually more and more people stopping me in the street that said to me, oh, I've seen that post on Facebook, I've seen this post. Yeah. Even last week, somebody that I didn't know walked up to me and said, oh, I have actually tracked you down. I've listened to your podcast. I think it's you. I'm not too sure. I found you on Facebook as well. I was like, yeah, that's me. Yeah.
But it's great. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's nice to be a leader.
It is.
Without grabbing a title of leader, it's lovely to be a leader.
Yep.
And fair play to you for doing it. Now, I'm not going to go crazy into the future. I'm not going to ask you, you know, are you going to be riding off into the sunset here, there and everywhere? I'm going to ask you a realistic question. In a year's time, where does Paddy Craven see himself?
In a year's time, Paddy sees himself still at the gym. Now, I have one or two things planned out.
Are we going to get a world exclusive here, people?
I'm not going to let it slip yet, because it's very early days and it's in the pipeline.
Good.
But there is something big coming around the corner.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
There is, like, even with working over the gym now, there's a couple of little challenges that I'm working towards, which gives me more of a driving force. Anyone that's a member of the gym will know that there's a cross-training bike where your hands get a workout, your arms get a workout as well as your legs. A 20-calorie burn challenge on that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sounds pretty easy when you talk about it, but when you actually get up on the bike, it's not the easiest thing to do. But what the challenge is, from once you start pedaling, you cannot stop until you burn 20 calories, and you do it as fast as you can. Now, I have done it where I've brought down to a minute, but the last time I did do it, it was a minute 20 seconds.
Okay, but you're burning off, excuse the pun, but you're burning off time as well, which is great.
Absolutely.
So you can see that it works.
Yeah. You made a point there as well that I'm going to come back to in a second. But the goal I have in my head now is to get it down to 50 seconds. I'm working on that one. There's another one I'm working on, which is also cardio as well. The ski ERG machine, where you ski 100 meters. The world record for that is actually held by... an English man, he's Eddie Hall, is his name. He's world's strongest man from 2017. He skis 100 metres in 13.1 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you where I am with it. I'm a bit off the 13.1, but I'm working towards it.
Good lad. There you go. That's your goal.
Yeah. Brilliant. But you touched on a point there that when you are working on these challenges, you're working off the carbs. Which is a very good point. And what a lot of people don't understand about dieting is carbohydrates are not the worst thing to have in your diet. But it's all about knowing when to eat the carbohydrates. And if you get them in early in the day, when you go to the gym, you work off the carbohydrates, that's grand. But if you eat carbohydrates after the workout and you come home, you sit around, you do nothing else, that's when the carbohydrates start turning into fat.
Yeah.
And it will slow down the fat loss then.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, you have the golden ticket that you know all this now. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is king.
Yeah.
And knowledge is power. So the thing is that you know all this. You have educated yourself on this along with your PT and everybody else. And to have that in your artillery is vital.
Yeah.
You can go to the gym all you want.
Absolutely.
But if you don't know... the balance of all the foods, the proteins, the carbohydrates and everything else,
yeah,
that's where things can go
you
a little
might
funny.
As well forget about
you
it
you would yeah, yeah. You could yeah.
Now I know about this because I had one of the best gyms behind me. I had a PT. There's a nutritionist. I couldn't ask for a better team of people behind me. And it was my own mindset as well. My own ability to work at it. Even to this day, I do think, how did you actually do 5.5 stone in 6 months? Like,
yeah.
If you ask me right from the very start, are you going to lose the 5.5 stone? I said, absolutely. Failure was not an option at that. My back was to the wall on that one. But if you ask me, are you going to do it in 6 months? I went, will you leave me alone with you? Come back in a year and a half, 2 years. Because I had it mapped out in my head. There was going to be points where I was going to fail. I was going to break out. And I was allowing for all that. But little did I realise that I was going to do it in 6 months.
But your life has completely changed in 6 months. It just shows that it can happen. No, 6 months seems like not a long time. It's half a year, right?
Yep.
You know, I'd be directing a musical for that length of time to put it on stage.
Yep.
You've changed your life in that length
absolutely,
of time.
Absolutely,
yeah. And are continuing to change your life. I'm just proud of you. I think a lot of people are. I'm not a family member by any means, but I know you for a very, very long time.
Yep, absolutely.
As I said in the last podcast as well. But you'd have to be very proud of a person like that. Your willpower as well to do this, because you could be there, left, right and centre doing it and not adhering to the food policies and not adhering to this, that, the other. Willpower goes out the window and all of a sudden you're back to square one.
Yep.
You're not, and you haven't done that. So that is a very, very important thing that, you know, people see that apart from you doing what you're doing, you're willing to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, as you said, that you could fail along the way. Failing along the way is not the biggest thing, as long as you never, ever, ever give up on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get to a stage where you get to a day, maybe 2 days, okay, you might have a bad week, and you start eating all the crappy foods, and you find, okay, I put on 3 or 4 pounds in weight. I didn't go to the gym last week. Well, that's okay. That's fine. As long as you know how to stop it, how to pick yourself back up and say, right, this is it. I'm still on this journey. This journey is still a long road to go.
Yeah, it is. And it's still well within your capability. Like, you know, the people go to weddings, people go on holidays.
Yep,
they do absolutely. Different things like that. You meet friends that you haven't been around in a while. The few pints kick in.
Yep.
You know that. But as you said, it's when to start and when to stop.
Yep, absolutely.
Is the key. And that's where the willpower kicks in on that. And I can see, and I don't say this lightly, but I think, I know we always talk about it and we hear it at Mass about loving yourself before you love anybody else. And I think that you really do love who you are. I know that that's a kind of a funny statement, but I mean it in the sense that you got to love who you are. And the way you're talking about yourself is lovely to hear.
Yep.
It really is a lovely thing to hear.
It is, yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You know,
like before I started this weight loss journey, I used to find myself shying away. If I was at a function, you walked in, or any other friend of mine walked in, I go up and, yeah, how are you doing? Yeah, fine, great. And, oh, geez, I see Johnny over there. Let me go over and say hello to Johnny, and I'll come back to you. You wouldn't see me again for the rest of the day.
You'd be gone.
Yeah. You can't see, you know, you say hello to as many people as you can, but you wouldn't stick too long to make a long enough conversation. But now it's like, I could be here talking to you. I might see Johnny coming in. Have Johnny come over and join us if you want. But, you know,
Your confidence level has built up hugely, which is fantastic to see. And that now you're the person waiting for somebody to come in the door.
Yeah.
And waiting to greet them, which is great. That's a huge turnaround. Again, in 6 months, like this is great. I know we often see it on TV, in the sense that there's people out there and they're losing weight and they're putting on outfits and they're getting their hair done and stuff like that, which is fabulous and amazing. But it is TV, and you kind of go, do they really feel like that? Do they really, you know, are they in that happy place? But I'm looking at you now in real life.
Yeah.
in real time and real life, and I can see that it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. When you do achieve your biggest achievement, and like with weight loss, it's not just about one achievement. Like your main achievement is weight loss. But when you do achieve that major achievement, there's so many little achievements around it. Like you're fitting into smaller clothes that look just as good on you. You have a better lifestyle. You have more energy. You're happier. So if you put it all down on paper, you put down one big circle. So the main big achievement is weight loss. Then you're going to have at least 12 small circles around it of other little achievements that will follow. And it does. That in itself is enough to make anybody happy.
Well, it is, in the sense that all those factors feed into one happy Paddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is important. Look, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thanks a million for the follow-up.
No,
we were supposed to do this a little while ago, but between work and everything else, we got waylaid. I'm glad we did get waylaid, because it has stemmed into you losing more weight since we were even talking last. So look, I wish you the very best of the future. People can grab onto you on Facebook there as well,
absolutely,
Paddy Graven.
Yep.
And follow his story, and he's not afraid to say it, which is great.
Ronan, thank you. Thank you for doing this podcast. And a final note for everybody to remember, if you have started your weight loss journey, fair play to you. Congratulations. But always remember, failure is not an option.
Well, that's not the first time I heard that from you, I can guarantee you. And I have a funny feeling I'll hear it a lot again in the future. Paddy Craven, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Ronan. Thank you, everybody.
Not at all. And thanks a million to the Ardrey House Hotel, who's always very hospitable here in the foyer. And you could hear a bit of hustle and bustle in the background. That's what live podcast is all about. And I love that. It creates that authentic feel to it. Anyway, Paddy, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.